Hey, Kevin Hightower, Prolax Philly Live here again. We're roughly about 3.5-4 hours away from the imposed deadline that the commissioner put out on the Players Association. No word still, so we're going to see if there is no agreement at 5:01 p.m. Eastern Time. Prolax Philly is going to have a very in-depth breakdown of contracts and what, you know, what happened and what to look for those of us who have never dealt with a contract. Prolax Philly is fortunate we have myself and a union litigator who's done contract negotiations time and time again. So stay with Prolax Philly. Check us out at 5:01 p.m., but you can check us out all day, all night, 24/7. We update almost constantly. We have all kinds of news from around the world, all across. Okay, I'll check back in later. Have a good day. Hey, hello, Kevin Hightower for Prolax Philly Live. Just letting you know that the season, the National Football League season, will be starting on Saturday, the 15th of December. The Buffalo Wings will face off in their homecoming game, the home opener and season opener, against the Buffalo Bandits. This could be a good matchup. The Buffalo team has really added some major weapons to the squad, so we'll see where this leads, but we'll be updating as we go, and I'll update again as we get the final roster, which they cut down on this coming Monday. It's now Thursday night, so we'll cut down as we get the final rosters Monday by 1. We've been told that most teams will have them finalized by Sunday afternoon, but we'll get back to you and we'll let you know what the final rosters are. And other lacrosse news, this Premier Lacrosse League that's being set up by Paul Rabel, it is on the verge of putting the Major League Lacrosse League, which was started and won by Jake Steinfeld, in business for about 12 years. That league is about to fold. The players were all, en masse, jumping to the PLL, and there's legal issues with the MLL. So, again, we'll update as we get everything. So, again, Kevin, I'm Barry, Prolax Philly Live. Talk to you soon. Hey, hello again. Kevin Navarro, Prolax Philly Live. We just come up with a big week of indoor lacrosse. The National Lacrosse League started their season back up. Fittingly, the first game of the season was a 1 o'clock in the afternoon game for the Philadelphia Wings and Buffalo Bandits. Just a phenomenal game, one of the top 5 games I've seen in my life. Just a back-and-forth battle. It had it all. Buffalo overcomes the Wings 17-15 with an empty net goal at the end of the game, the last couple seconds. But, it went right down to the wire. Later in that evening, Georgia took on New England. Georgia basically shut New England out in the second quarter and held on to win that game. And then we fast-forwarded to the upset, which might be the upset of the season. The fledgling Vancouver Warriors, who were the Stealth, who have completely retooled the team management on down to players. Complete new team. With a 5-goal deficit in the fourth quarter, tied the game up, went to overtime, and win it in overtime on a Matt Beers goal. So, that's an upset there that they're going to talk about for a while. So, those two teams go at it again this week. I believe it's Friday night. This week they're in Vancouver, actually, because Vancouver won that in Calgary. So, that makes it even more of an impressive win. So, there's a couple more games coming up. I'll update you during the week as far as injuries and any kind of movement that goes on. So, stick with me at Prolax Philly Live. And like I said, I'll update as I get stuff. Talk to you soon. Hey, hello again. Kevin Hightower, right here for Relax Philly Live. A lot of stuff is going on in the National Lacrosse League this week, or actually last week, I should say. We had 5 games and a lot of upsets and a lot of drama is unfolding in this league. You know, Corey Small was a healthy scratch, which, you know, that didn't really matter, but, you know, Corey Small was a scratch, put up your wings, absolutely got the door blown off by the Rochester Nighthawks, and the Nighthawks' final season opener as the current franchise. They're going to have a new franchise, but, you know, as the current Nighthawks, they opened up, and Angus Goodleaf was, to me, the star of the week. He 50 saves. He was just drop dead good. He was that good. I mean, what else do you say? So, a couple other teams, Saskatchewan got upset in their season opener by New England. So, the bad news is, I wouldn't want to play Saskatchewan this week in their home opener because they're going to have a red ass for somebody. So, once again, you know, we catch up to date a little bit here on what's going on in the National Lacrosse League. So, again, Kevin Ivar from Lax Philly Live checking in as usual. I will be updating stuff as it happens. All right, you guys, first and foremost, Happy New Year to everybody. I was remiss in not mentioning that first, but Happy New Year to everybody. So, have a good one. Hey, hello again, everyone. First of all, let's start this off with Happy New Year, and I hope everyone had a good Christmas if you celebrate. If not, you know, Happy Kwanzaa, and, you know, to those who don't celebrate, it just everything was good for you. So, we start, this is Kevin Nybauer for Relax Philly Live, and I want to update, we're into week 3 of the National Lacrosse League schedule, and some things are starting to play out. We have some teams who looked really good, some teams looked really bad, and some teams we hadn't seen. And I'll start with the teams we had not seen yet. The, you know, 3 of the last 4 years, the Saskatchewan Rochers won the title, and they opened up in New England. That's a team that had a whole lot of questions. You know, your goaltender, your leading scorer is not there. But, you know, lo and behold, New England held on. They won that game. So, that's all to them. No one saw that coming, including myself. And then we move into Rochester Nighthawks are opening their final season, their 25th season. They opened their season, you know, as the last time the current franchise will be playing in Rochester, because they're moving to Halifax next season. So, you know, they were 1 game away from winning the championship last year, and a whole lot of questions were out there. Is, you know, are these guys just lame-ducking it, or are they going to play to win? So we found out that, yes, they're going to play to win. They lost their all-world goaltender, Matt Vince, who free agency-wise, he went to Buffalo. So they bring in Angus Goodleaf, who's been in the league, actually, for 8 years as a backup. And those of us who follow the game know that Angus is the real deal. The kid can play some neck-minding. And he showed that, making 50 saves against the brand-new Philadelphia Wings, who will be a good team at some point. They're just not there yet. Their goaltending is a serious issue. The team cannot continue to fall behind 3-5-0 and hope to come back. It just doesn't work that way in the world. I mean, you go in the lacrosse world, you go on a run, it's great, but, you know, you're going to give up 3-5 goal run and the goaltender is not making that key save when it's needed, you have an issue. So, Philadelphia, they start off 0-2. Rochester is 1-0. And the Eastern Division is very, very stacked. You got Georgia, Buffalo, Toronto, who, you know, when Toronto's on their game, they play a boring kind of a game because they kind of lull you to sleep, but you look up and they're winning because they just, that's the way they play. They're very defensive-oriented, transition-oriented, and they can score goals with the best of them. They have one of the best offensive threats in the league with not just one, not that's two, but five legitimate goal scorers who are going to get you multiple goals every game. And so that's what we need to. We go out west, Saskatchewan, as I hinted at, that they got beat in the home opener by New England, which no one saw that coming. So, you know, New England, they are. I mean, you know, New England, we had questions. They have no, you know, the goaltender is different. Their leading goal scorer is not there. But, you know, Riley O'Connor is stepping up and doing a great job. He had 7 goals all last season. He's already got 7 goals in 2 games. So that's what separates the winners from the losers, so to speak. New England is finding a way to get it done. Yeah, they got kind of blown out in the first game against Georgia, but, you know, that was a tough schedule. You go from Georgia to playing Saskatchewan at home. Very, very tough. Very uphill battle, but they took care of it. They went 1-1 out of that. So, you know, your GM, your coach, your players got to be happy with that. So, where do we go from here? We'll see. You know, this weekend is going to tell more stories. 3 games, which are on paper, should be a total blowout. But we don't know. We've said this before. You got Saskatchewan. They're playing, you know, whoever. It doesn't matter. San Diego is coming into Saskatchewan. That, you know, chances are there's no shot for that team to win, but you never know. You know, you got Vancouver playing. That's Vancouver, yes, they scored up great, but we're going to see where that leads. And Philadelphia in Toronto, that could be very, very bad for Philadelphia. If they start the way they've been doing with falling behind 3-5 goals, that's just not conducive to them winning this game. So, we'll see. You know, I'll check back in with you on, Sunday there's a game. So, I'll check back in with you late Sunday, maybe Monday. Once again, Kevin Ivar for Lex Philly Live. Yeah, hello again, Kevin Highbauer here for Lox Philly Live. We'll be going on the air with Edge of Philly Sports. If you're a Philadelphia sports fan, I highly recommend this. We cover all the sports. Eagles, Flyers, Sixers, Phillies, and, oh yeah, the Wings. So check us out. We come on live at 9:30. The boys will handle the show. I'll be calling in for my 2 or 3 minute segment around 10 o'clock or so. But check it out. It's well worth it. Yes, they are homers. They love their sports. They love their Philly sports. But they call it like they say it. I mean, if the team's not doing good or there's an issue with coaches, we bring it out. So check us out. Edge of Philly Sports. 9:30 Eastern Time here in Philadelphia. I don't know anybody else would bother to listen other than Philadelphia fans, but 9:30 Thursday nights, every Thursday night. So, again, Kevin Nybauer, Relax Philly Life. Check out Edge of Philly Sports. Hey everyone, Kevin Ivar once again for Lex Philly Live. It's been a little bit of time here with a lot of things going on. heading down to Wells Fargo Center in South Philadelphia to take on or to witness Toronto Rock going for 5-1, playing the lowly Philadelphia Wings, who are currently at 0-5. These two teams met about 3 weeks ago, and Philadelphia played their best game of the year, but ultimately fell in overtime. They were doomed by some bad shot selection, and goaltending probably needed to be addressed because it's been bad. So we'll check in later on tonight. We're Sunday afternoon. Full slate of games, of course. There's three tonight in the National Lacrosse League. And there'll be two matinee games on Sunday. So, of course, we're busy. While you're sitting waiting for games, check out LaxPhilly.com and LaxPhilly on Facebook to get the gang, our whole gang. We do every week, we do our weekly pick'em pool, and you know, we have a lot of fun with it. And some of the stuff that we comment on it is comical. It's just basically done for fun. We have a bunch of interviews up, one in particular with Renee Washington from the National Lacrosse League itself. And we have more coming soon in the near future. Barstool Jordy will be featured in a one-on-one that I will be doing, and a few others. Lots of surprises, so stay with Lax Philly Facebook and LaxPhilly.com. You'll get all your games updated. I personally am attending the Philadelphia-Toronto game, but I'm also covering on this evening the Buffalo-Rochester game in Rochester. A backstory or a storyline there is Josh Byrne of Buffalo has been put on injured reserve. They have a high-powered offense. We're going to see what that entails as far as who's going to step up. But I don't think it's going to make a big difference to this game tonight. Okay, Kevin and Mary, Lax Philly Live. Hello, everybody. Kevin Neibauer here with Lax Philly Live. It's been a little bit since I last put something out there. A lot of things are going on. But in the lacrosse world, Lax Philly, we are getting busy. We covered MCLL, which is Maine Collegiate Lacrosse League, Friday evening in Witness Temple with a heart-stopping 10-9 win over the Westchester Golden Rams. This afternoon, which is Saturday, we were live and watched Drexel, who loved one-goal games. Unfortunately, they dropped this one 13-12 to the Albany squad. And across town in Philly, the St. Joe Hawks, who had been 2-0, basically got bumped 15-4. Game details and insight, as always, you can find on Lax Philly Facebook and LaxPhilly.com. Back to the NLL, no action on Saturday. Things are, you know, quite interesting in the NLL. East Division, three teams are fighting tooth and nail for first overall, which is Buffalo, Toronto, and Georgia. You throw the records out the window now because it's who wants it is going to get it. Sitting in fourth is the New England Black Wolves. And behind them, sadly, Rochester Nighthawks, who are playing their last season as the Nighthawks in Rochester. They're moving to Halifax. And the Philadelphia Wings, an expansion team, who are 2-8. And it's just a whole lot of issues with that squad. So it looks, as of now, Rochester and Philadelphia, they're going to be out. I don't see them making playoffs. Just Philadelphia has a killer schedule with Buffalo, Toronto, another New England game, and then you got the West Division teams in Saskatchewan, Calgary, and San Diego and Vancouver. The only home game of those four it's Calgary, but it's a very daunting task to go into Vancouver, I'm sorry, into Saskatchewan and try and pull up a win. So, you know, uphill battle, there's a hole in the wings of Doug for himself. So let's see how they come out of it. The optimist says, well, if they go in 2-16, they're going to get the high draft pick. They're going to get that number one. That would be wrong. The NLL is expanding two new teams, so those two teams would get 1 and 2. Then Philadelphia would slide in at the 3. All sounds good and well until you factor in the Kevin Crowley trade from New England to Philadelphia, which cost Philadelphia the first round pick in the upcoming draft. I told you that to tell you this. That means New England holds their pick. So you know New England's going to go balls to the wall to beat them because they want that number 3. So again, check us out, Lax Philly on Facebook and laxphilly.com. Gary Grube, one of our partners, is sitting down with a member of the Arena Lacrosse League, who you don't want to miss this interview, and he's going to be updating all the action from the Arena Lacrosse League. Again, Lax Philly, and I'm Kevin Neibauer with Lax Philly Live. I'll be checking in within the next few days. Thank you for listening, and thank you for checking us out.